If you'd like to know exactly how to bring in your next 10 or next 100 clients into your business, then listen up. If you want to get clarity on just why doing more marketing isn't the answer to getting more clients, then listen up. If you'd like to know how to streamline your marketing, your sales, and delivery systems that you build once and put on rinse and repeat, then my friend, the next two episodes are for you. And in these episodes, I bare my soul and share my marketing mistakes that I've made over the years. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast for business leaders who want to stop being that chief everything officer and build a self-running business engine that gives them true freedom. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and the simple small business strategies and mindset shifts that help my clients grow and scale without hustle or burnout. So if you're a lawyer, a financial advisor, real estate investor, accountant, or other business owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Let's grow and scale your business for some true freedom. Perhaps you've said this to yourself at one time or another, because I most certainly did. If I just do more marketing, I would have more clients. Kind of meaning, if I just networked more, if I just posted on social media more, if I did more Facebook Lives more, or, you know, if I was just more visible, I would have more clients. But what I've learned over the years, I'm sorry to say, is that more marketing isn't the answer. Smart marketing is. So what is smart marketing? Well, today in this episode, we're going to clarify exactly what I mean by the term marketing, because marketing is not, as is commonly thought, marketing is not social media. I'm going to show you how you can measure your marketing so that you know if you're doing a great job at it or not. I'm also going to give you a really deep understanding that smart and strategic marketing that converts actually begins with understanding your customer's journey. And then next week in part two of this series on marketing, I'll address three reasons why your marketing may not be bringing you the clients you want and what to do about it. So for today, let's get out your pen and paper. Why is marketing so important? Is a big question. You see, research shows that small business owners with a well-documented marketing strategy actually grow 60% faster. Sounds good to me. A repeat client strategy or marketing strategy increases profitability on average by 43% and growth by 79%. You see, without a marketing strategy built around your ideal client, growing your business is kind of like trying to fill a bucket full of holes. You're actually working really, really hard. It doesn't matter how hard you hustle and how much content you create if your efforts are literally leaking potential clients at each step of the journey. You see, a smart and strategic marketing strategy isn't just about how you promote your work. It's not about this course, that course, program, whatever it is you have to offer. It's truly about deeply understanding your dream client. You know, the ones that are a joy to work with and those that get awesome results. A smart marketing strategy is about confidently walking those dream clients through a clear path to achieve the results they're looking for. Because a confused mind, if your ideal client is confused, they always say no. A confused prospect will not follow through and will not purchase from you. Smart marketing strategy is also about being bold and courageous so that you differentiate not only yourself, but your work from all the other things your prospects may have tried and failed at. And I have a whole course where we spend 10 weeks identifying and including your differentiator factors in your marketing. It's called Differentiate to Grow. I also want to be clear again, marketing isn't just social media. There's a whole lot more to it than creating Facebook Lives or TikTok videos and posting several times a day. So again, in this episode, we're going to use one of my favorite audience engagement tools, the traffic light, red, yellow, and green. So here's my question to you. How do you feel about marketing? As I've said before, there's no right or wrong answer, and I'm not here to judge you. But give yourself a green if you love marketing, you embrace it, and you really get great results. Give yourself a yellow if you're thinking, I'm not really sure about marketing. I do it, but I still don't have the clients I want. And red if it overwhelms me and I just don't know what to do next. You see, I totally understand how you might feel overwhelmed about marketing. I remember struggling with that myself. Early in my career, attending weekly networking events where I stood up, said my pitch, and no one for weeks on end, not one person wanted to meet with me, ask me about my services, or even have a coffee date. It was so discouraging. And really, the whole purpose of joining one of these groups was to build a network and to get more clients, but I was failing at it miserably. That was the moment that I knew that if I was going to spend the time, money, and energy to attend these weekly meetings, I'd better see some ROI, return on investment. So I invested in a coach to help me with my marketing messaging, and then went on a lifelong journey to learn everything I could about marketing. And that, my friend, was 12 years ago. So today, when I'm talking with my dream clients, I can see them lean into a conversation because they totally understand the simple words I use, how I can help them. Today, I want you to become more of a marketing expert so you can grow your business with more ease and less hustle. Over the years, I've learned that to grow and scale a sustainable business, one that allows you to live your dream lifestyle, you need to learn smart marketing. Why, you ask? Well, here's the thing. Without marketing, you don't have sales. Without sales, you don't have a business. The end result is you have to be as good at marketing as you are as serving your clients. Otherwise, you're not going to have any clients. Okay, so what is marketing? Let's get clear on this term. Marketing is absolutely everything that you do to promote, sell your products or services to customer. Everything. So let's think about that for a moment. There might be 10, 20, or even 30 ways that you promote and sell your services, from your website, your speech, your business cards, your various posts on social media, even how your receptionist answers the phone. That, my friend, is why marketing seems so overwhelming. There's just so many options. So let's put that aside for a moment, and let's talk about the three critical elements to marketing. I'd like you to imagine a three-legged stool. The only way a three-legged stool is sturdy is if all the legs are equal in strength. Marketing is kind of like that, and I call the three legs the 3M. Now, if you've heard this all before, I get it, but I believe it's worth repeating. So here are the three legs. They're called the 3Ms: your message, your market, and your method. So let's go through each one of these. Your message is what you are saying. And I don't mean just out of your mouth saying, it's your content that you're creating. It's all about the language you use to talk to your audience. It's about using the right words to talk about your business. Simple words that your ideal client is going to understand. Simple language that even a 7-year-old could understand. And I find that very often as an expert, we get caught up in something that I'm going to talk about a little later called the curse of expertise. But let's move on. The second element, the second leg, is your market. This is who you are saying your message to. This is about deeply understanding your ideal client. It's not just about their age or where they live, but it's how they think and feel. Last week in my program, Differentiate to Grow, we were discussing ideal clients because we were going to talk about creating content. So I read to the group my notes about my dream client, Sarah, how she feels right now and how she wants to feel. Those notes were almost 2 pages long. So get clear on who is your ideal client. Something that helps my clients tremendously is to narrow down their market. And we call this niching or even micro-niching, right? Generalists typically don't get paid as much as specialists. A heart surgeon gets paid more than a general practitioner because they have mastered and honed their skills. Don't be afraid to niche. There's a whole series that I've done on niching and the myths around niching. Simply go to dianalidstone.com, go to the blog section and search niching, micro niching, and it'll come up not only with articles, but with podcast episodes. So we have the two legs. We have the message, we have your market, and the third is your method. Now, your method is how you get your message out there. Your method could be speaking, social media, email. It's a combination of not just where you feel comfortable, but also where your ideal client hangs out. And it's the energy that you bring to that method. How does your client best resonate with you? For instance, many of my ideal clients come to me after seeing or hearing me speak at an event. I get their attention, they get on my email list, and it might be 6 months, it might be a year, but something will trigger them that they actually need my services down the road. So there you have it, the three M's, message, market, and method. But the key here is you need all three to work, I'll say, synchronistically. They need to work together. Just like that three-legged stool, if one is off slightly, then you've got a wobbly stool. Okay, so how do we know if our marketing is working? How do we know if we're good at marketing at all? Well, it's really quite easy. You see, the goal of marketing, the number one job of marketing is to bring you qualified leads or qualified clients. If you don't have enough clients, just doing more marketing isn't the answer. It means that one of those three legs of your marketing stool needs to be tweaked. Okay, let's get to the traffic light. And don't worry about whether you're a red or a yellow. It just means that you'll know where you can improve. I'd love for you to assess the return on investment, the ROI of your marketing. So here we go. Red, I don't have enough dream clients, which means your marketing isn't really working. Yellow, I wish I had more dream clients. I have some, but I could take some more. So it sounds like maybe your marketing is sort of working. And green, your marketing brings you lots of qualified dream clients. Maybe you've even got a waiting list. So just sit with that for a moment and think about your marketing and the three-legged stool. Hey, Chief Everything Officer, I'm interrupting this programming. Did you listen to last week's free training, the four-part podcast series, Get Out of the Weeds and Back into the Driver's Seat of Your Business? If you haven't and you've missed it, I really recommend you go back and listen. It's some of the best, starting with episode 134. I want to now talk about one of the biggest lessons about marketing that I've learned over the years. And it's what we call the five stages of your customer's journey. These are the five stages you need to consider when you're marketing. You got a pen and paper? Here they are. Capture, engage, cultivate, convert, and wow. I'll repeat them. Capture, you've got to capture their attention. In other words, you've got to be different out there, rise above the noise. You've got to engage them, which means that you have to get them to take some sort of action. Cultivate, like cultivating a plant, you've got to nurture it along. You've got to nurture that relationship. Convert is actually the convert, you get them to pay. And wow is you're going to deliver an amazing customer experience. You see, the customer journey is the path that your potential clients go through from the moment they first hear about you, your business, and your brand, all the way through to becoming paid clients and then having a customer experience. We all go through this, and I'll share a recent example. It's about shoes. Now, I love pretty high heel shoes. But over the years, I found that I hate walking in them because my feet hurt, my legs hurt, and my back hurt. But the other day, I was scrolling through Facebook, and I see an ad for these cute little kitten heel shoes. And the byline says that you can run in them. Oh my God, I love kitten heels. And to run in them? That sounds pretty amazing. So I go to their website. I love that they're made from recycled bottles. They're washable. And here's the best part. They come in pink. Do I buy them immediately? No, I have to think about it. So I go to their website. They offer me a first-time buyer's discount. I have to give them my email address. Then they nurture me with emails about new shoes and sales. Finally, I decide to make a purchase. Did you know it takes 7 to 12 touch points before someone typically buys from you? Now, after the sale, they send me an email asking me how I liked the product. Is there anything that they can do to make the experience better? I thought about it. The shoes come beautifully boxed. Returns are easy. But they asked. That whole experience was 5 stages of the customer's journey. You've gone through the exact same thing when you purchase something. So let me go back and run this again. I scroll through Facebook and I see an ad for cute kitten heels that you can run in. They have differentiated their shoes and they've captured my attention. I go to their website. They offer me a first-time buyer's discount. I have to give them my email address. They got me to engage. Then they send me emails about new shoes and sales, so they have cultivated this relationship. When I finally decide to purchase, that's the convert, then after the sale, they've given me a great customer experience. So how do you take your prospects through a great customer experience? Let me explain a little bit about what I do and the mistakes that I have made. So for me to captivate, it's usually about speaking and using lead magnets. It might be a Facebook post, but probably not. Do I get them to engage? Sure. They get on my email list from speaking and lead magnets and from my podcast. How do I cultivate the relationship? There are newsletters, there's blogs, and of course, there's the podcast. How do I convert them? Typically, I would have a sales conversation that leads to one of 3 offerings. I only have 3 offerings. And I want to wow them with a great customer experience. Not only do I want to get them the results that they want, but maybe I send them a little gift in the mail. Maybe I give them an extra little bonus. But here's a mistake I've made before. I would go out there and speak. Make an offer from the stage. Some people would purchase, some people wouldn't. But what happened to those people who didn't purchase? Those were the people that I didn't have any email address to cultivate the relationship. Or maybe I've sent out emails or do Facebook Lives, but I'm not doing something to bring new leads into my community. Think about what part of the customer journey you might be missing in your marketing strategy. But I want to address one thing here is that we all need new leads in order to grow our business. We need to captivate people's attention and have new leads. So I want to share with you a couple of the best ways to do that. And number one is organic search. Now, yes, I'm going to talk about something called SEO, search engine optimization, but I'm not going to get technical here. Search engine optimization, let's keep it simple, folks, is simply your prospect has a problem. They are going to go to Mr. Google and they're going to type in a question about their problem. Now, maybe the problem is they want to get their toddler to stop crying at night. Now, if my business happens to have an article on that, or several articles, or several posts, or a podcast episode, it's more likely that I'm going to be found. Now, in my instance, I've been writing blogs on my website every week since 2015. If you search my name, if you go into Mr. Google and type in Diana Lidstone, you're going to come up with the first page of Google filled and probably the second. That's search engine optimization. YouTube is another powerful search engine. And do you have a YouTube channel? People are always searching for ways to do different things that they need help with. YouTube can be very, very powerful. So there you have it. YouTube and Google, they're free, free traffic, free getting more eyeballs on your business. And that is a long term strategy. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. But here's number two, my second favorite way, and it is more short term. It's called other people's audiences, or OPA. So if you can get in front, if you're an expert and you can get in front of other people's audiences, whether it's speaking, whether it is teaching in front of their Facebook group or their audience, or you can be a podcast guest, anything where they have brought the people together. And this allows you to showcase your expertise, build your credibility, and if you do it right, you can grow your audience quickly. Collaboration with other people's audiences. You co-host, you host a workshop, you host lunch and learns. And all of this you can do, but you got to conquer those visibility gremlins. Now, you might have noticed, this is just a sidebar, that I've talked a lot about email marketing and engaging. Why? Because email marketing is proven to give you a return on investment of, drumroll please, 4,200%, 4,200%. While social media, research has shown, social media only gives you a 2% return on investment. The other thing is that, why is engagement so important? Because on social media, you don't own that platform. You don't own their contact information. So remember, not too long ago, Facebook went down, as did Instagram. And I know that so many people were scrambling because they didn't have those contact informations. That, my friend, is your email list. Okay, so we've talked about ways to generate leads. One is organic, the other is other people's audiences. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about paid advertising. And I do not, I'll repeat, I do not recommend this until you have your free marketing working very, very well. Otherwise, you're throwing money down the tube. Okay. Always start with free. Okay. So in this episode, we've covered the three M's, the three critical elements of marketing. I've shown you how to tell if your marketing is working. And we've talked about the customer journey. So here's the final traffic light to assess your marketing. Now, keep in mind what we've talked about. So assess your marketing. Maybe you're red if you see some major gaps in your marketing, and perhaps you're missing one or more of those five steps in the customer journey. You could be a yellow if you, I kind of got parts of the system, but I'm not consistently implementing. Sometimes you show up, other times not so much. Or green, you have a proven marketing, sales, and customer experience system that you can rinse and repeat and that brings you clients, the right kind of clients, consistently. Well, no matter how you've scored yourself, you now know a whole lot more about marketing than you probably did before this episode. But what will you change? What will you implement? I want to leave you with this. Marketing drives qualified leads so that you can convert them. No leads means no sales, means no business. So I have a free gift for you. It's called 30 Effective Strategies to Help Your Small Business Drive Leads. The link is in the show notes, or you could go to dianalidstone.com/gifts, and that's where you'll find this download. Okay, so what are your action steps today? Number one, deeply understand your ideal client. That's your market. Number two, have clarity around your marketing message. Three, be consistent with your method of getting your message out there. Four is ensure your marketing strategy follows the five-phase customer journey. And last but not least, if you want to turn those reds and yellows into green, because you now know where your gaps are, you can do one of two things. You can book a strategy call with me, go to dianalidstone.com/apply, or think about spending the whole day with me. And you can book your marketing roadmap VIP strategy day with me. And again, the link is in the show notes. All right, my friends, I know you can do this. You can simplify your marketing, have effective marketing, and boost your business. Thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast, where weekly you'll get business tips, strategies, and resources to help you work less and profit more. Remember, next week is part two of this marketing series. Remember, you can do this. Bye for now.